Yeah, this is more pre-purgatory than what I usually listen to, right?
Yeah.
Awesome, man. All right, I'm going to go to Mark in the sack.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call, Mike. It's
hey.
Once again, it's a pleasure to talk to you. It's remarkable that we have the people still supporting Trump, and they keep thinking, well, this economy, how bad the economy is. And when the fact of the matter is, yes, prices are up, but also employment is way up. I mean, unemployment is at record lows, and they it just doesn't register in these people's minds that things are better because they want to hate on Biden. And I mean that it just and if Manchin and Sinema would have went along with the Build Back Better soft infrastructure bill, that economy be doing even better. I mean that the governments, these people seem to forget that isn't their line in one of the foundational documents, I believe the Declaration of Independence, is governments are instituted among men to secure our rights, that and some of those rights are actually to be treated like human beings. I mean, and these people, but of course these people, their attitude is that of is that some people are should be property. Even I think that they don't quite call them that, but they treat them as just other their fellow human beings as disposable commodities, and we got to stand up to them and call them out. I mean that God bless CJ and Lou and Mark from Sussex and the guys that start to talk about these talking points, but I mean that what the truth is, they don't even care anymore.
I can explain some of that, Mark. I can. No, really. And thanks. Because you got me thinking now here. Thanks for calling. It's because everybody's listening to this inflation BS. So that kind of like wipes out any of the gains you make on getting jobs, which, trust me, man, I know more than anybody, apparently, that there's a lot of jobs out there that still aren't paying enough, right? So they've created more jobs. Oh, yeah, corporations just blowing themselves up, man, investing in their own asses. Just bleeding us dry. But they don't listen to that. See, some of them don't even work anymore, so that, they're on retirement, pension, disability. So they shoot off their mouths because they don't get up and put their walking shoes on and go stand up for anything. So they just sit down and let everybody else do the talking for them, and then they repeat it. All that propaganda. That's what goes on here. But hey, speaking of Manchin and Sinema, right? I was feeling it. But the poor people's campaign is at Manchin's. Well, they were this morning. Having a rally outside his offices, and then they're having a big vigil and prayer tomorrow. It's us, people. None of us are standing up. Well, not none of us, okay? But not enough of us. And the way you do it is wherever the action is going on, man, you just flock to it if you can. Some people can't. So those of you that can, wouldn't this be just an awful sacrifice for your grandchildren to take some of that time and maybe go, you know what, maybe I'll take, instead of going on vacation this week, I'll go to this rally and support all these people. I'll get more of my friends together and go do it. We don't support each other as Americans. Not for the people that need it the most. Not the people at the bottom. That's why, go ahead, call in. Play Republican crap on me. Play centrist Democrat on me. I'm not either. So, I wish more people were aware and listening to this show and the issues that I talk about, because I take it personal. It's not politics. And speaking of personal, I'm really personally kind of happy that Andy's calling in from Beaver Dam.
Well, Pete the Buck, I want to second the motion what Mark had just said about the criticism of Biden and low information people out there that are full of it. And I also share your disdain for Progressive and Geico and Liberty Mutual. They keep pounding their crap out.
Hey, listen to this, Andy, because I don't want to forget. But while I'm talking to one of the guys about why I can't get my rates down lower, and this is just for liability for the other guy, not my car, right? Oh. And all right, he's telling me, well, you know, parts are going up, and I'm like, dude. And I let some words fly a little bit, and I told him, yeah, I know you're recording this. Maybe they'll hear some of this too. You know, don't be you're talking to the wrong effing guy. I said, if you're gonna play that inflation line on me, okay? Yeah. All it does what the greens fees going up? I mean, we're watching people. But come on, man, talk about all these Russians having their yachts impounded and stuff. Why don't we do that to billionaires here, man? Hey, impound their rockets, their giant dildo rockets. Go ahead, Andy.
Well, yeah, it's crazy. Another thing, you remember the band Zap, As Long As We're Jumping Around Here?
Oh, didn't I put one of their songs in line here? I think I might have, yeah.
I hope so, but and then you remember, that's why we need more guns, remember? Because his brother shot him, the guy that was Zap. I can't remember his name, but they got into a fight or an argument, and then the brother shot him over in Ohio, and so the guy's no longer with us.
Right?
But I don't know.
Yeah, Roger.
Roger. That's it. There you go.
I know. Isn't that something? All the, you know, I just saw where this model just stabbed her boyfriend to death, man.
What's that?
Yeah, it's getting pretty wild out here, right?
It's a crazy world, man, but hey, have a good weekend, all right?
Hey, thanks a lot. And
all right.
Yep. And I don't know why I didn't play, like, you know, Dirty Laundry for one of my songs today. It's just, God, the media is like, oh, this is great. We could just start with more every hour. Yeah. That's awesome. And so people are watching this. And yes, if you keep watching bodies in the street and stuff, I mean, I'm already prepared for it, man. I watched the first 48 and Murder Nation, and there's a reason why they call it Murder Nation. America just murders each other like nobody else. But hey, let's focus on the war. There's a war going on here, always has been, man. War against people that don't have, I guess, political power or wealth or connections or, well, my grandpa was this, so, ding. Yeah, you're in. I mean, I talk about it on my show about I watch how people of privilege and they're trying to get their degrees and stuff. And I'm like, degrees, man. They're walking around in pajamas when it's 0 degrees and slippers. Oh, cold out here. No kidding, man. Wow. Okay. You got your master's in what? This is bad. And it's only going to get worse. Tom Cotton in the confirmation comments, man. Wasn't it him that said, you're going to defend Nazis? Oh, really? Well, that's kind of funny there, Nazi Tom. Since, yeah, the Republicans are Nazis. We knew that back in Wisconsin, man, 2011. Oh, you can't say that word because when you do, you lose. No, when you let them take power, you lose. That's what happens. That's what fascism is. I don't know why so many people embrace it, except for the whiteness of American history. It's not white guilt. It's like, oh, my God. I don't know why so many people are so proud of that white heritage. But I'm not really part of that white heritage, right? I mean, my roots didn't come from privilege, and well, I shouldn't say that. On my dad's side, part of the family, you know, Jamestown. Hey, that's how this country was colonized. Hey, let's use these brown people to do all the work. We'll give them a place to stay, you know, but they got a chain on them and everything, and if they leave, you know, they may lose a foot or something. We may take their women and rape them, and I mean, really? And people still upset about today's war. And I try to explain to people, hey, man, I still vividly remember Vietnam as a child and watching that all on the news and stuff. It's not good to watch that stuff. I mean, once you know what's going on, I mean, if you don't know what's going on when there's a war, and the atrocities of war, then you've been skipping every war since the beginning of man. It's always the same. It's raping and murdering and pillaging and destroying culture and... Yeah, man, I'm not the one that's so far away on this stuff. I've watched a lot of movies. We'll be back in a little bit.